I didn't plan to read the new Britney Spears memoir. I'm a Gen Xer, for one thing, and Britney is something of a millennial icon. But when I saw The Woman in Me for a decent price at our local big box store, I picked it up. Like the opening riffs of Toxic or Oops, I Did It Again, I found it, well, irresistible. In the realm of spill-the-tea celebrity memoirs, this ranks pretty high. At 41, Spears is just starting to emerge from what the New York Times so accurately describes as the black hole of a bizarrely visible captivity. 13 years under a strict conservatorship overseen by her father. During that time, the pop star continued to record albums and perform for millions of people, but she couldn't see her two sons or drink or even leave the house without permission. You'd think this book might qualify as a guilty pleasure read, as so many celebrity memoirs do. It includes plenty of behind-the-scenes revelations about everything from the star's battles with paparazzi to her tumultuous relationship with her younger sister, Jamie Lynn. It's a tragic story with her parents very clearly and deservedly as the central villains. The Woman in Me is not a great piece of literature, but I did come away with a new respect and empathy for what Spears went through. And for what it's worth, several friends have told me the audiobook is the better format here, with narration by Academy Award nominee Michelle Williams. If you're interested in Britney, I don't think you can go wrong with either format. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.